welcome back to the podcast. We've had a couple weeks off recently, and it's good to get back in a rhythm. We should be back on our weekly rhythm now. And, you know, this week, we're kind of debating on what to talk about, and especially around Christmas and holidays. Just for us around the gym, you know, we'll get some cancellations rolling in right around now, typically associated with a lot of people, I think, you know, spending money on gifts or traveling and, you know, taking some time off. But it kind of brought up like a deeper issue that's just kind of around the country, is maybe a looming possible recession with, you know, interest rates going up. That it's kind of an intentional thing. You know, they do that to cool down the inflation and kind of an economy that was burning white hot. It's an intentional thing done. But what that can create is you know, a slowed down, which has happened historically. And, you know, we've been kind of reading about just, you know, economics and things like that. But what it brings us to and how we can kind of relate it to the gym and fitness is like, how do we prioritize in situations? We've lived through, you know, 2008, and we're both trainers during that time. And, you know, if things slow down, and I think it'll be more of a cool off than, you know, a big crash like we had in 2008, and, you know, housing's all pretty solid and whatnot. You know, where do we focus on, you know, if we have to say you cut back on spending and things like that, like what do we focus on? What is something that maybe we can leave behind, and what is something we prioritize and maintain? So I know that was something you kind of wanted to discuss and kind of let you run with that.
You know, and even more like specifically with like health and wellness, and I am like the queen of like all services. I love to get like physical therapy like every week, a massage every week. And I've kind of backed off on like the frequency of all of that, more just like mentally to not be so stressed out and just kind of work on like having more downtime,
being overscheduled.
Yeah. Yep. And that can, you know, that can be part of like how you slow down to save money too. And that happens. But, you know, there's a certain like baseline that I like to keep. And I try to talk to my clients about that. Like, what is baseline for you, and to plan and prepare for that? So, you know, whether you're going through a stressful period of time, you're just busy. And what is baseline for workouts? What is baseline for your health and wellness, and to set that? And for me, physical therapy baseline is one appointment a month. So I have that reoccurring every single month. And then if I get into a situation where like, okay, my body's really hurting or I need more help, then I kind of add on from there. Then I have massages that I'll do. Now those baseline is like every 3 weeks. And then if I'm in some pain, I'll schedule more around that. And then just a lot of free stuff too, like meditation and journaling and leaning more into like those sort of practices to calm down stress and help with health and wellness. But we own a gym. We don't have to pay for a gym membership. But I think, you know, what people will do too often is kind of go like all or nothing. Like, I'm either going to do all of this, and you know, they're maybe exhausting a lot of resources, whether it's time, energy, money, it's all of it, where you can kind of taper that back to, so you have a baseline that you always maintain. Then if you're feeling good or you want to ramp up, you have more free time to lean into that.
I've gone back to it a few times, but the all or nothing approach to fitness is a huge mistake that I see people make all too often. You know, they will, and you see it with CrossFit a lot, because it's, you know, it's a pretty potent fitness. And so people coming here and seeking that out, you know, I've had people who haven't trained and or done a workout in 3 years, and I'll talk to them like, okay, so what's your plan coming in here? And they're like, okay, I'm going to do CrossFit, you know, 5 days a week. And then I'm going to run at night every day. And I'm like, okay, you're not going to last a month. you know, doing that. Right. And so that all or nothing approach.
And I think we're fed that now more than ever. Yeah, like what was the post you saw? I thought it was a joke. This guy, this fitness influencer, literally was talking about how he wakes up, I don't know, at 4 a.m. with him and he and his wife do some sort of.
They have like a 3.5 hour morning routine.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's exhausting. And there's no way that he does that consistently day in and day out.
Yeah.
So not only like energetically, but I think that also goes to like financially where, you know, you might kind of find your body getting beat up and at the same time want to save a little money. You don't have to go from like CrossFit membership to like quitting. You can maybe say, okay, I'm going to take a couple months. I'm going to strength train and barbell, save a little bit of money, but I'm going to kind of keep this baseline, give my body a break and kind of go within and do what feels good. And yep. you don't have to do all or nothing. And I think that's, you know, even little things like we're starting to do some extra stuff. We've been doing sound baths for the last year. We're kind of hosting them for everyone that was coming on the retreat. Now we're opening up to the gym and I really enjoy it, but we don't have to do it every single month. Sometimes that's a little stressful where we might start to stretch it out to 6 weeks or 8 weeks mm-hmm. or just make these small adjustments. And I think if you can start to foreshadow that and plan that, and even think, you know, how might, if we do go into a little bit of a recession, how might that affect you? How can you start to plan for it now and make adjustments? And, you know, we like to travel a lot. And I was just talking to my son about it last night. Like we can always travel. I grew up with zero money and we would go hop into a station wagon and drive mm-hmm. places. And we can always do things in different ways. And that's a big part of like my health and wellness where, hey, like we're doing a family vacation this summer where we're driving down to Nashville. And I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Just finding different ways to, you know, on the enjoyment side of life, do things on a little bit more of a budget, but then on the health and wellness, it's either kind of like setting up a baseline, something that you keep everything you want, just tailor it back a little so you don't have to stop it. And what I see happen is people will go full steam ahead in doing all of it until they're either financially broke, their body's broke, or they're mentally worn out. Yep. And they don't tap into how they're feeling or like assess, like they're not projecting into the future. What adjustments do we need to make?
I think things you have to look at as well is you don't want to give up on your health and fitness if there's like a slight adjustment, maybe even like if you're in sales and sales are down and things like that. Because if you have a health setback, you'll burn every bit of money dry as fast as you can to get better. Even if it's not like a massive one, you will spend your bank account dry if you're in a lot of pain or you're really sick. You'll spend all your money. I mean, right away. So that preventative care that you're getting through training is huge. So, you know, staying on top of your workouts and staying healthy and strong and fit, it's going to help you in every facet of your life. You're going to do better at work. You're going to perform better at work. I very rarely heard someone like, you know, I'll get it. Sometimes they'll say, hey, I'm getting busier at work. I've almost never heard someone who's in here daily focused, training, fit, and sharp, doing worse with their careers.
Yeah.
But when you get lazy in that aspect of your life, you're going to have less energy at work.
How you do anything is how you do everything.
Yeah, you're going to have less energy at work. You're going to have less energy to do a lot of things. So, hey, I'm certainly biased, and especially, you know, people who are listening to this are mainly members here, but If you're looking at places, especially around like holidays and places to cut back, oftentimes, you know, in people's heads, they don't even think about meals out.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's the easiest place to cut back.
Meals like, out is a huge
for us,
one.
That's what I always look at. Like, hey, and it usually kind of goes along with like, I'm a little tired too, yeah. But every time we go out now. I like my cocktails. You like beer. I would, we'd save a lot of money if I did too, but it's hard to get out of there less than like $125, $150. Sure. And if you're doing that once a week, once every other week, that's 300. I mean, that's the easiest
we don't even do that once
that,
a week, you know? Yeah. So that's a quick place. A huge thing that I didn't even realize, cause we've never done it once. And I remember like over the last month or two, I've just like told people that, and they were like flabbergasted is that we've never done
DoorDash.
DoorDash or Uber Eats.
Yeah.
They're like, what?
And it's so much more. I did when I was in the hospital with Charlotte. I remember getting like some acai bowls in, but that's it.
Well, and I've just seen like the bills on that, and it's you're getting Chipotle or just maybe some regular food. And I'm
even simple things like I do Instacart quite a bit, and there's always every single product's a little more expensive.
Yeah.
You have a tax in there. You need a tip. You should probably tip, you know.
Yeah.
On that. So it ends up, you know, if I have a $100-$150 bill, which I almost always do, there's probably like $30 in extra charges. We're just physically going to the store, or Costco is a big one. Uh-huh. The prices are so much cheaper if you go into Costco and you actually, I mean, no one wants to do that on the weekend, but little ways that things that you don't even think about, maybe these convenience pieces where if you actually just slow down your entire life. And I'll think about this a lot. So I'm talking not even just advice, but just like to discuss. If you just actually kind of take a step back, if I take a step back, slow down my life, walk into stores, physically purchase it, and maybe during the time that I might want to go to a happy hour on Friday, I'm not going to the happy hour. I'm saving whatever. Let's say it's just me, $75. I'm going with some girlfriends. And then I'm also saving like another $30 actually going into a store, and I'm getting in better shape because I'm not eating and drinking a bunch of bullshit I don't need. And we want to do that some during this holiday season, but I don't think anyone has a lack of that. I don't think anyone has a lack of social events to go to right now. And it's just being aware. For me personally, I can always cut back on I love to buy clothes and knickknack jewelry and this and that I don't go out that often that I don't need. So that's always like a first place for me. But even like within our vacations, like, you know, I was even just talking to my son, like, hey, we don't have to get this room where you guys have a separate place. We can all just kind of be like how we would go on vacation and all be in the same room and save a certain amount of money or go to different locations or just being aware of what you're doing. Or I know we wanted to do like the stem cells again, that might not happen for a while, and being okay with that and kind of foreshadowing and wrapping your head around that and planning before it hits. And I think that's just huge for as we approach the new year. What I see when I'm working one-on-one with people is they fail to plan and then they fail. So it's, hey, I have this list of goals that run like 10 deep. And then I'm like, oh, what's your plan for that? And they're like, this is just something I want to do, whether it's like meditation and I get it. We're all busy, but if you don't carve out a time and you're just like, it's always difficult, I can't commit to anything, then it's not going to happen. Yep. And so it's really being intentional about that and foreshadowing and planning.
To that point, I saw a good clip the other day. I can't remember who I'm trying to credit here, but he said, you know, go through your year and write down everything you want to do. Just calendar it out. He said, you might be surprised at, you know, how much it doesn't cost to do the things you want to do. And maybe you're chasing, you know, you think you're working and doing all these things for something you like all the stuff you want to do isn't even like that pricey or whatever
it is.
That's
a really good point.
And then you build your life around that, and then you're going to be happier because you're doing, you know, your whole calendar and everything is mapped out around here's all the things I want to do this year. And you just do that every year and you write down all the things and then you figure out what it's going to cost and what. And then you're living and you're doing things for you rather than like, well, I have to have this or I have to do this.
You're just getting caught up, like rather being sold to. Yeah. And that's such a good point. Like one of my major goals right now, and this is part of kind of my health and wellness, I really want to paint a little every day. And I know it sounds silly, but I've had this on my mind, and for some reason I have such like, I think it's a waste of time, mm-hmm. but I'll sit there and I'll get caught up on my phone, and you know, you just see Instagram pull up, you click on it. And then next thing you know, you're looking at three products that you have to have because they're really smart at how to advertise to you. Yeah. So it's just really like kind of getting caught up in like this consumerism in it stealing like time and money from you in a way. But like it, all the outlets that you have to take care of yourself, like to your point, are really don't cost that much.
Being fit and feeling good is never a waste of money, though. In my opinion, it's not. Whenever you think back on times in your life, typically I think that you're happy and you look back on that time. It's very rarely when you were lethargic, you didn't feel good in your body. It's almost always going to be when you were fit, healthy, and you were able to do things that felt good, and you felt good about yourself. When you get older, like I see everyone, you know, whether it's our parents, our relatives,
ourselves.
Well, what ends up happening is, even if they did well financially, they will empty the entire tank out on their bodies and trying to keep them going at the end. And if you can make that investment now, it's not, hey, we're all going to sink here at some point,
not even
but
that.
it's going to really pay off, rather than you all of a sudden start having all these acute issues that build up over time. And then you're trying to put out fire after fire when you're older. And it can even be from like a, you know, I've seen it, people do it with like plastic surgery and from aesthetics.
I was just going to say, from a standpoint of injury, but that's the argument I will play with sometimes with some of my clients, like how much did that Cool Sculpting cost? Oh, $3,000. So we're haggling over our gym membership that is $125 a month. But what you're going to do in here, yes, is harder, but it's always going to look better than that. And that won't stick unless you do all of this anyways.
Yeah.
And tummy tucks and all that, they can look great. I'm not anti that. I mean, a little bit, but plastic surgery in general, definitely not. But you know, when it comes to like losing body fat, being toned, doing it the natural way is always going to look better, and it's way cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, to my point, like you can't, it's always money well spent if you're effective at doing it. If you're, yeah, of course, if you're dumping money into a gym membership or some sort of online training program or something of that nature, and it's just sitting there like chipping away at your account, cancel it, stop doing it, find something that works. But money spent on health and wellness is always money well spent. And, you know, looking good, feeling good is, again, I'll always go back, like I'm biased, but it's got to be towards the top of your priority list, because if the body you live in and that machine isn't functioning properly, and I'm not saying like supra optimally where it's like you're obsessed with the gym and you train for 4 hours a day, but you want that car to run well, typically all the time. And if it's not, it's going to be your entire focus. I mean, I just always think like when, again, you're at like big family gatherings and stuff, when you get around older people, if you hear their conversations, it's almost like comical. I was watching like Christmas Vacation. They're like, oh, you know, the mom, and they're like, oh, look at this little thing on here. Oh, and they're talking about their medications and stuff. But that's, if you listen in on people, you know, 65 and plus, their conversations often all revolve around what medications they're on, the knee replacement they're about to get, all of those things. That is what they're just constantly chattering about. So if we can keep our bodies working and healthy, it'll be more focused on what you're doing rather than what fire you're trying to put out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, like the point of this and bringing this up is it was just a conversation that we were having in our house last mm-hmm. night and just looking, okay, let's plan, let's look ahead. Personally, how are, what will we adjust? And one thing that I really think is important that people maybe look over now in this like day and age is to live below your means. And we absolutely, I feel, we both feel it's very important that we do that just because we're both all commission all the time. And we don't know, things can vary. So we don't want to be in a bad situation. But I just feel like people will kind of get too leveraged, whether it's your house, your car, material things where you just have this much wiggle room that doesn't put you in a good spot. Then you're losing a lot of things that maybe are important to you because you need, I mean, in your home is, and you need a vehicle, but just to live below your means. So you have more freedom and that is going to help you have less stress and keep the things that are like vital to your health there as well. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, it's always like a moving target, like what our goals are like financially and what we can do in being able to assess that. And I think it just might be a good conversation to have in your household or starting to think about yourself, like how can you adjust things now to keep your health and fitness routine or what's important to you? What is your baseline? What is important to you? And really making those decisions rather than having life happen to you, rather than saying, oh, this happened, this happened, this happened, I can't do any of this. That's not a good feeling. Plan for it and make that conscious decision ahead of time. This is how I'm going to scale back so I'm able to do these things that are important. Whatever that is, that might be going out once a week. That's fine, you know, but you have to have it all in balance and really foresee what you need, what adjustments you need to make.
Yeah. I think that's a great place to leave it. See you guys next week.